Hello, NATCA family, and thank you for joining us on the NATCA podcast. I'm Megan Roper with NATCA Public Affairs at the National Office in Washington, D.C. We're here with Chrissy Padgett, who is chair of the Safety Committee and also the Communicating for Safety Committee co-chair, and it's July 2022. Chrissy, can you just introduce yourself and explain your career journey that led you here and your current role?
Hi, I'm Chrissy Padgett. I am the Safety Committee chair for NATCA and also serve as the co-chair for the CFS Planning Committee, along with Tom Adcock, who is the Director of Safety and Technology. So my career journey began in August of 1999, and I first got hired in to Atlanta Center as a controller. I worked there for 6 years, then transferring to Washington Center in 2005, where I've been assigned to and worked ever since. In 2014, I became the National Representative for Partnership for Safety. So that's a collaborative program that we have that helps identify and mitigate risks at the local level. So I was really proud of the work we did there. From then, after that, I moved on to the NATCA ATSAP Analyst for the Event Review Committee, or the ERC, for the Eastern Service Area. I did that for a couple of years, and then I got into my role, which I currently serve now, as the chair of the National Safety Committee, and also I serve as the National Safety Representative, representing all of NATCA. So it's pretty exciting. It's been a long, fun career, and it's just interesting how one thing leads to another. And I'm very passionate about CFS as well, having served, I think, for at least the last 10 years in some capacity on the planning committee, whether it was registration or just helping out wherever anyone needed me.
It does sound like all these different roles kind of build on each other now that you're chair of the safety committee. And so we're talking about CFS because that's coming back now after a two-year hiatus after COVID. And but I want to talk a little bit more about your background. I understand you have a family history of not just NATCA, but air traffic as well. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So my father, he's retired now. He was an air traffic controller and was involved in the PACO strike of 1981. Then I was four, but I do remember the effects of that for sure, and my dad losing his job, eventually being rehired. But, you know, that always stood with me. My uncle, John Thornton, was also a controller at that time and was involved in the PACO strike and fired. It took him a little bit longer to get rehired. And then, you know, being involved and just being around during the inception and the beginning of NATCA, just at family gatherings and hearing of all the different things that my Uncle John was getting involved with when NATCA was first starting out was very exciting. And then to eventually end up in this profession and a proud NATCA member and now representative has been really great.
So it's not just NATCA or air traffic, but really unionism is kind of part of your family history and passions.
Oh, for sure. My grandfather also was a Teamster truck driver. So that was always very big in our family, the union pride.
So I think that, you know, you talked about all these different roles you have. And so it's union activism. It's important to you that we emphasize safety for the NAS, as well as just kind of boosting collaboration with the FAA. How do all these different roles kind of go together, and how is being involved in all these different things important collectively?
So everything we do involves collaboration and working together, right? The basic premise of just talking and being a part of a team, right? You can't do what you do alone. Or in a box by yourself. So to do it collectively, you know, that's part of that union spirit and the union environment, which I've been so proud to be a part of and has been so natural for us as an organization. So, you know, with the different things I've done over my career, whether it was being on the Reloaded Committee, so that's more of the internal NACA committee, but getting involved in spreading that message about education, for me, I'm very passionate about education. So educating our membership about the importance of everything we do. And with that is collaboration and, like I said, working together. And so in everything we do, whether you're in a NACA only, quote unquote, or internal committee or work group, or whether you're the national safety rep and you work with many different collaborative partners, you know, it's about working together and having the same mission and a common purpose in mind.
That is really well stated. Yeah, I like that you tied it together with how it's not just safety or as a union, you know, collaborating with your employer, but as a union being put together and in solidarity, like trying to achieve things together.
Right.
That's really the whole theme here.
Yeah, that is it, right? It's like we all have a common purpose. Sometimes that purpose or our mission changes or it's different depending on who we're talking to, but we still have a common goal.
So I can see that the skills you learn through each of these roles or any NACA member who's serving in these internal or external roles is kind of building the same set of skills that apply to any of their union activism roles.
It really is. It's working together. And you might have differing opinions or different ways that you want to do it or a different path, whether like you just said too, whether it's an internal NACA committee or external where you're dealing with your different counterparts. So it's about talking together and working together. So, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, whoever you're working with, it could be your best friend that you work with every day, but you might want to do it different ways. Well, let's talk it out. Let's see what the best way. Can we compromise on this? So
I think that's a really good segue into talking about CFS. So as part of your role on the National Safety Committee, you also serve as co-chair of the CFS committee, along with NACA's Director of Safety and Technology, Tom Adcock, presently. How do the two roles or activities kind of serve each other?
So per our charter for the Safety Committee, it states that we will support NACA's annual Communicating for Safety Conference. So right there, you know, that is part of our mission. As a safety committee is supporting that, and part of supporting that is in everything we do, whether it's even from building where we're currently doing now, right, planning and building the agenda for this year's Communicating for Safety, and it's what we're seeing trending across the country, what safety issues. So we're bringing in all of our experts to see what do you want to hear. And what do we think the membership and the rest of our attendees, what would they want to hear? Whether what they're passionate about right now or what they're seeing back at their facilities or what they're seeing, right? Because we have a lot of industry that will attend, and what are the pilots saying and what are the different organizations saying as well? And what do they want to see?
And so what is the, you know, the goal outcome of CFS, you know, even for members who aren't able to attend maybe this year or attendees who won't be able to come? What benefits can they see kind of in their day to day from the activities and the emphasis of CFS and its surrounding activities?
I think there's a lot of different benefits and different things that they can see. So for members, and you know, you mentioned even if they can attend, we'll be streaming, I believe, most of our conference live, so you can always see that. And then I think we usually have taped panels and different things you can always go and revisit. So what we would want everyone to take away, definitely our members, is a lot of it will be awareness about what is currently happening, right? So it might not be happening where you are, but it's happening somewhere else in the country. And that maybe explains why you hear different chatter, or if you're talking to different members and your brothers and sisters are going through an issue that you don't understand about, this can maybe help explain that. Or it's something about new technology that's on the horizon that just gives you a little highlight on what you can expect to see coming to your facility soon. or different things that, you know, one of the our most popular panels that we have every year is our pilot controller panel. And that's where we get the perspective of the pilot and what matters to them and what they're thinking, you know, in that cockpit when they get that clearance, you know, different from their perspective. So, you know, I think that's very interesting to our members.
It sounds like there's a lot of benefits, not just to attending and being a part of the conversations, but to look back on them afterwards and reference them. And it can really give you kind of a leg up in your day-to-day because you know what technologies are coming, different ways of working together. And like you said, getting feedback from some of the users of the system that they may not otherwise get to hear from.
I couldn't agree more. And what I think is also great is that bigger picture. A lot of times we get caught up in our facility or even our specific sector or our position or what we're actually working at that moment. And a lot of what we see during our conference is, okay, here's why this is happening. So it gives, again, that bigger picture and you can kind of see, okay, I might not like why this is happening, but now I understand that. And what's so great about being part of NACA and being a member is that you can, if you have a new idea or a different way maybe to do something, raise your hand and volunteer. If there's ever a work group being planned, whether it's at your facility, regionally, nationally, if you see an opportunity, then you can be a part of that and have your voice heard and be a part of, you know, expanding upon all the great things that we're currently doing.
And you and many of the speakers at CFS are great examples of that, just people who raise their hands repeatedly and then just kind of keep getting asked to continue to give their expertise and advice and collaborative thinking to these conversations.
That's so true. And, you know, I always say that, and that got me, you know, when I first started with the Reloaded Committee, you know, I would always say just even raising your hand once, people remember that. And then a friend of mine on the Reloaded Committee was involved with CFS. And then she got me involved with, you know, CFS Planning Committee. And from there, you know, I got involved with Partnership for Safety. So one thing like will lead to another, but just always being willing and able to help out and participate. It's just a great organization. There's so much room to do anything that interests you.
That's awesome. You just have to take that first step of raising your hand on something you know you can help with. I wanted to ask you what your favorite part of CFS is, especially in light of the fact that we haven't had CFS for 2 years now.
So my favorite part of CFS, there's so many. It's hard to name one thing. I love the panels. Wednesday afternoons, we always have breakouts where you can kind of choose where you want to go, whether it's into like a professional type of professionalism geared class, or maybe more of getting program updates for the programs that you're involved in locally, or hearing from the pilots and having more of that one-on-one thing. And also the panels, all the different panels and what we're planning so far this year. It's tentative, so we can't really share too much yet, but what we're planning, I think there's so many things. I'm just excited for all of it. I think the Archie League Medal of Safety Awards are a great way to end CFS. Those are always Wednesday evenings during CFS where we get to highlight and kind of, mark our, as controllers, our saves from each region. And, you know, also including Region X and their safety winner for the year. So that's always a great event. We call it the NACA prom. You know, everyone kind of gets dressed up and you get to see these amazing controllers in action and see their saves. And it's always very emotional, especially when you go to your first banquet. So for those that haven't been, I always try to get them to make sure that they can stay through Wednesday night to be able to attend that. It's great.
I'm with you totally. I've only been to a couple CFS conferences, but the Archies is the big culmination grand finale.
It is.
And it's just an echo over and over of, I was just doing my job.
That is so true, right? You like, it's almost like everyone says that now because everyone believes it and that's just what they do, right? And they're like, oh, I'm surprised I was even brought in. And so many times it's just like, you know, you get like those goosebump moments just watching it, and it's very amazing.
Oh, yeah. To hear the crowd just gasp at different parts of the recordings and the storytelling, it's a really great way to conclude and celebrate air traffic control.
Yes, for sure.
I know you can't say a whole lot about the agenda because it's tentative, and that's due to, as you said, you're taking feedback from controllers and members and industry partners across the nation to hear what they're interested in hearing about, and that's what you're doing, building the agenda. Can you talk about any themes or anything else that might be coming up this year or things that you're hearing that you're excited to incorporate as part of the agenda?
So we're going with our Every Day is a Training Day will be our theme again this year. Again, as you mentioned, with not having 2020 and 2021, we thought this would be a good way to reintroduce what we used in 2019 as our theme. And it doesn't get old, right? Every day is a training day. It should be a training day. We're constantly, everyone coming to this conference or viewing it online, this is a training experience for everyone. What I'm excited for too is to see, you know, we're going to have a great exhibit hall with all of our sponsors and exhibitors. So that's really starting to build up and gain momentum. So that'll be a really great space during our breaks to come out and visit. And just to see, you know, what I think everyone really focusing on safety and being in one place to talk about it again and having that avenue to talk to, you know, all of our partners from industry and throughout the aviation profession. It will be a great opportunity for everybody.
I love how you said before that all of your roles in safety and, you know, partnership and training have all been toward teamwork and building teamwork between people. CFS's theme of Every Day is a Training Day talks about a part of that responsibility for training as well. Can you talk about how those two might go together?
So I think throughout, I know my career, whether it was learning to become an air traffic controller or getting involved with the union and the different collaborative partners that I've had, you know, to train alone by yourself, I don't think is ever, you know, advantageous. And I think most of what we do is always in that group setting to be able to talk things out and to be able to work together, whether you're in the lab and you have someone next to you or your instructor behind you, right? Whether even if you're checked out, it's always that team concept within our industry, and to keep that going through training and now to have that through this conference, right? Because that's why we have conferences, and that's why our goal is to have 1,500, 1,600 people, as many people as we can get, because the more you get to network and talk to people, the more information that you get. And that's training. Having a conversation out in the exhibit hall during one of the breaks where you get a great idea or, oh, that's how you guys do it in your facility. That's awesome. You know, a local safety council talking to another local safety council from across the country can get great ideas from each other. And they do that in that forum of communicating for safety and in that conference. And, you know, no one's in a bubble by themselves. So to always have the opportunity and the avenue to do it in a group setting, I think is great.
CFS is coming up in September, and there are a couple of upcoming deadlines. First and most urgently, July 20th is when NACA members should be on the National Excused Absence Request List, and local request forms should be also in by this time. You can find that on the CFS registration page. Also, August 9th is the hotel room block cutoff. So if you're going to CFS, you need to be booking your hotel room by that date. Is there anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding CFS and safety and training this year?
So if you've never been to CFS, please attend. You know, we get 3 days of excused absence or 24 hours of excused absence to attend. So the agency does realize the importance of this, of safety, of training, of having this conference. So they really put that faith in us to build this conference. And with their support of, like I said, with those 3 days has been great. So please attend if you can. You know, you mentioned July 20th, and you should see on our website the National Excuse Absence Request Form. It's a Google form. We get it. We get a lot, thousands. So even if you're not sure you can attend, just put your name on the list. It doesn't hurt to put it on. If you don't attend, that's not a big deal. So like I said, if you're on the fence or not sure if you can get off the schedule, still put your name on the national list.
Thanks for chatting with us today, Chrissy, and we'll look forward to CFS and seeing you and everyone else on the panels and in the exhibit hall. And we're really excited to be back after the 2-year break of COVID.
Thanks, Megan. So are we. So September 12th through the 14th, hope to see everyone there. It'll be a great conference, and I'm super excited. Just again, with not having one the last 2 years, I think this is going to be just a nice re-energizing experience for everybody.
NATCA members, make sure to go to natca.org/CFS to find the official excused absence form, as well as other steps to register for the conference.